First, the news with Susan Jackson.
The US President Donald Trump has said that both he and the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky are getting a lot closer to an agreement to end the war in Ukraine, while acknowledging that the fate of the Donbass region remains a key unresolved issue. The two leaders spoke at a joint news conference after meeting at Mr. Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida. Both leaders reported progress on two of the most contentious issues in peace talks, security guarantees for Ukraine and the division of eastern Ukraine's Donbass region that Russia has sought to capture. Both Mr. Trump and Mr. Zelensky offered few details and did not provide a deadline for completing a peace deal, although Mr. Trump said it will be clear in a few weeks whether negotiations to end the war will succeed. He added that some issues remain.
We could be very close. There are one or two very thorny issues, very tough issues, but I think we're doing very well. We've made a lot of progress today, but really we've made it over the last month. This is not a one-day process deal. This is very complicated stuff, but I think when the president says 95, I think, you know, could be close to 95%.
The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will meet Mr. Trump in Florida later today to discuss moving to the next stage of the fragile Gaza truce plan. The crucial meeting at the Mar-a-Lago resort comes as some White House officials fear both Israel and Hamas are slow walking the second phase of their ceasefire. Mr. Trump is reportedly keen to announce as soon as January a Palestinian technocratic government for Gaza and the deployment of an international stabilisation force. The head of the Garda Drugs and Organised Crime Bureau has said Gardaí are actively targeting those involved in drugs-related intimidation and violence and are identifying who's involved and why through a research project. Detective Chief Superintendent Seamus Boland said the majority of the 169 organised crime gangs in the country are involved in drug trafficking and that 24 of them are high-priority targets. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.
The Gardaí say they are actively pursuing those involved in the recent surge in drug-related violence and intimidation in Dublin and Offaly and are part of the Interagency Drive project, which is currently mapping these attacks to identify patterns, perpetrators and victims. The head of the Garda's Drugs and Organised Crime Bureau says the data shows the majority of the people being intimidated are women aged between 40 and 60, with the perpetrators being young men between 18 and 24. Gardaí say there are currently 169 active criminal gangs in Ireland, 24 of whom are high priority targets, including the Kinahans and the Hutches. Detective Chief Superintendent Seamus Boland also says he expects next year, the 10th anniversary of the Regency attack, to be significant in the investigation into the Kinahan organised crime group, and that Garda officers have recently returned from the UAE, where the leadership is based. While he declined to comment on the prospect of the figurehead of the rival Hutch gang, Gerard Hutch, standing again for election, he warned of the wider threat organised crime poses to democracy.
Official files released today to the National Archives have revealed diplomats feared that Irish fans could turn riotous at the 1994 FIFA World Cup after tickets they purchased failed to appear in the United States. The previously unpublished state papers also detail crisis talks between Dublin and London after the PSNI raided Sinn Féin's offices in October 2002 due to allegations of spying. Here's Fikra O'Kenna of our political staff.
USA 94 was a dream for most Irish fans, but for diplomats, it nearly turned into a nightmare. Before Ireland's second game against Mexico, hundreds of supporters were left stranded in Florida without hotels and tickets after British travel agent Sportex went bust. That led to a furious reaction from affected fans, with newly released state papers showing Ireland's Washington embassy feared the situation could turn riotous, before quick-thinking diplomats took creative measures to find extra tickets. Meanwhile, Northern files relate to the PSNI's October 2002 raid on Sinn Féin's Stormont offices due to spying claims. Records showed then British Prime Minister Tony Blair's Chief of Staff, Jonathan Powell, phoned Irish officials hours after the raid to say we have a rather large problem. In December 2005, Northern Ireland's Public Prosecution Service dropped the charges, saying they were no longer in the public interest, while later that month, senior Sinn Féin official Dennis Donaldson was confirmed as an MI5 spy. Mr. Donaldson was found dead in County Donegal the following April. Fiacre O'Connor, RTE News.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Trust Grant for home heating solutions that bring warmth and comfort for your everyday moments. Visit grant.ie.
Mostly cloudy and dry today with just a few isolated patches of light rain and drizzle. Brighter spells will break through over parts of Ulster and North Connacht throughout the day. Highest temperatures of 3 to 7 degrees.